an appeal for missions, the workers needed. God's people have a mighty work before them, and it must continually rise to greater preeminence. This work was small at the outset. Only a few were called upon the stage of action to begin the work. But gradually the work has advanced. God has brought it from a small beginning into great importance. His truth was to be defended, for men were placing contempt upon the Sabbath of creation, which God declares to be a sign to distinguish between his people and the unbeliever. Exodus 31, verse 12 to 18. And as often as opposers labored to destroy the work, they were defeated. Truth has gradually asserted itself. Providence and grace have done a wonderful work, and its progress in the future is to be greater than in the past. There are only two classes in our world: those who, like Cain, refuse to obey God, and those who, like Abel, steadfastly adhere to his commandments. Those who are now rooted and grounded in the truth range on one side, standing shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart, in defense of the law of Jehovah. Those who are supporting falsehood in opposition to truth range on the side of the prince of darkness. So oppression is brought in. Those who have yielded themselves up to the will of Satan try to oppress God's servants, as Cain oppressed Abel. The great crisis is just before us. God is now restraining the forces of evil, that the last warning may be given to the world. Now is the time to work. Many more workers ought to be in the field. There should be 100 where now there is only one. Many who have not been ordained or licensed may work in their own neighborhoods and in the regions about them. There are lessons for us at this time to learn from the experience of those who labored for God in past generations. How little do we know of the conflicts, trials, and difficulties, the hard labor of these men, in fitting themselves to meet the armies of Satan. Putting on the whole armor of God, they were able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Their words were, "My brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." These men who in the past gave themselves to God and to the uplifting of his cause were as true as steel to principle. They were men who would not fail nor be discouraged, men who, like Daniel, were full of reverence and zeal for God, men of purpose, industry, and toil. They were as weak and helpless as any of those who are now engaged in the work, but they put their whole dependence in God. They had wealth, but it consisted of mind and soul culture. This everyone may have who will make God first and last and best in everything. Although destitute of wisdom, knowledge, virtue, and power, we may receive all these if we will learn from Christ the lessons it is our privilege to learn. In this time we have privileges and advantages that it was not easy to obtain in generations past. We have increased light, and this has come through the work of those faithful sentinels who made God their dependence, and received power from him to let light shine in clear, bright rays to the world. In this time we have increased light to improve, as men and women of noble worth improved the light God gave them. They toiled long to learn the lessons in the school of Christ, and they did not toil in vain. Their persevering efforts were rewarded. They bound themselves up with the mightiest power, and yet they were ever longing for a deeper, higher, and broader comprehension of eternal realities, that they might unselfishly present the riches of the treasures of truth to a needy world. Workers of this character are needed now. Those who are men in the sight of God, and who are thus recorded in the books of heaven, are those who, like Daniel, cultivate every faculty in such a way as best to represent the kingdom of God in a world lying in wickedness. Progress in knowledge is essential, for when employed in the cause of God, knowledge is a power for good. The world needs men of thought, men of principle, men who are constantly growing in understanding and discernment. The press is in need of men to use it to the best advantage, that the truth may be given wings to speed it to every nation, tongue, and people. We need to make use of the youth who will cultivate honest industry, who are not afraid to put themselves to the task. Such youth will find a position anywhere, because they falter not by the way. In mind and soul they bear the divine similitude. Their eye is single, and they constantly press onward and upward, crying, "Victory!" But there is no call for the indolent, the fearful, and unbelieving, who by their lack of faith and their unwillingness to deny self for Christ's sake keep the work from advancing. There are men who possess excellent faculties, but who have come to a standstill. They do not go forward unto victory, and all the ability with which God has endowed them will be of no value to them if it is unused. Many of these men are found among the grumblers. They grumble because, they say, they are not appreciated, but they do not appreciate themselves sufficiently to cooperate with the greatest teacher the world has ever known. Of what use is it for those who do nothing to long to rise higher than they are? Let them work. Let them rise and advance. Keep step with the great leader. If you have gone as high as your capabilities will allow you to go, why do you cherish dissatisfaction? Why complain that others do not appreciate you? If you think that you can stand in a higher position, prove yourselves worthy of that position and still advance. Those who have sown the seeds of indolence will reap that which they have sown. Those who have sown the seeds of ignorance will also reap that which they have sown. It is hard study, hard toil, persevering diligence that will obtain victories. Waste no hours, waste no moments. Work, earnest, faithful work, will be seen and appreciated. Those who wish for stronger minds can gain them by diligence. The mind increases in power and efficiency by use. It becomes strong by hard thinking. He who uses most diligently his mental and physical powers will achieve the greatest results. Every power of the being grows by action. We need as workers men and women who are imbued with the Spirit of Christ, who realize that they are united in church capacity, that they may use their influence and moral power to save those who are without God and without hope in the world. We call upon every church member in the name of Christ to deny self, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. God calls for those who will be workers together with Him. Connected with Christ, human nature becomes true and pure. Christ supplies the efficiency, and man becomes a power for good. In Christ's name and strength, we may do what we will. Truthfulness and integrity are attributes of God, and he who possesses these qualities possesses a power that is invincible. The light of the Sun of Righteousness is to shine upon regions that are in darkness. The waste places of the earth are to be cultivated, that they may bud and blossom as the rose. The word of the Lord, which is eternal life to all who receive it, must be given to those who have it not. This word is to be as the tree of life for the salvation of men, women, youth, and children. Those who through belief and practice have experienced its life-giving power, we ask, will you not arouse to more resolute, determined effort to hold forth the word of life to your fellow men?